In this last video in our section, The Wings Going Live, we will discuss a secret weapon for the event coordinator. Now, this secret weapon is a volunteer role that I call the handler. Now, a handler is a human buffer to solve event problems, to stop interruptions, and to keep the event coordinator on track. In short, the handler follows the event point person wherever they go during the event. The handler fields questions and extinguishes minor fires. They do this so that the event coordinator doesn't have to be pulled in multiple directions, thus becoming ineffective the night of the event. The role of the handler is given to a very knowledgeable insider, and they are selected because of their composure and their unflappability. Effectively using a handler allows the event point person to maintain margin and address tactical dilemmas. Beyond this, one of the main roles of the handler is to ensure that the event coordinator can maintain a smile and joyfully engage with guests. You see, the handler helps the coordinator not be in the weeds of the event. Without a handler, the coordinator can begin to react and not lead during the chaos of an event. You see, the handler acts as the event coordinator's right hand during the event. The handler can even act as a buffer between the needs of a frantic volunteer and the event point person. Now, please don't dismiss the need for a handler, thinking that this role is only needed for massive events with thousands of guests. Now, for argument's sake, let's drop the title of handler altogether and let's replace it with the assistant event director. You see, this person works closely with the event coordinator and knows what the event entails. They will be with the event coordinator during the duration of the main event to handle tasks as they come up, keep the coordinator on schedule, or handle the event if the coordinator is absolutely needed in a crisis situation. Now, here are some scenarios when a handler or a co-coordinator can come in handy. Scenario number one, let's imagine that the coordinator is needed at two locations to answer questions about the flow of traffic or the flow of the event. Now you have two brains for two different locations. Scenario number two, someone is calling or texting the event coordinator about issues during the event. The event coordinator can pass the phone off and therefore stay present for other tasks. In some cases, I have encouraged the handler to literally be in charge of the event coordinator's phone from the onset of the event. Now, it's important to alert every event volunteer that the handler will be the first line of defense and will manage the coordinator's phone during the event. Scenario three, a volunteer frantically runs up to the coordinator because supplies have run out and they need more popcorn for the popcorn station. Now, rather than taking the coordinator completely out of play, the handler can either direct another person as to where those supplies are, or maybe they can run off and do that task themselves. Scenario number four, a guest really needs to talk with the event coordinator. Now, the event coordinator wants to be all in and present for this conversation, not only appearing to be fully present, but truly being fully present. You see, the handler can act as a safeguard against interruptions. However, the event coordinator and the handler can have a special cue when the event coordinator would take off their glasses and look at them like this. That can give an indication to the event handler to help softly intervene and help this conversation to move on. You see, the coordinator can simply, again, remove their glasses or put their hand into their right pant pocket to indicate to the handler that they would like to move on. And a handler can step in and help the event director move on and can actually say, hey, we actually need to go to this other thing. It's a gracious way to make those things happen. However, the event coordinator could be so engrossed in a guest conversation that they forget that they're to be on stage for the next event transition. Honestly, this is why I need a handler at an event of any size. I need someone to keep me on track. I need someone who is overtly aware of the event schedule and where I need to be. Scenario 5. Crisis situations can occur during large events. Now, I was at an event recently where a woman mismanaged the stairs and literally fell directly on her face, making a very alarming and a very bloody situation. The rest of the event was generally unaware, and yet the coordinator was immediately thrust into the role of crisis management specialist. This left the role of event coordinator vacant and unfilled for 35 minutes as the ambulance arrived and the mess was cleaned up. Now, because there was no right-hand person, no handler, or no assigned assistant director, the event coordinator was the only one equipped to deal with this problem. Now, it's important to have the right person to be the handler. It has to be somebody that you can trust. They must be able to read different situations. They need to be able to read and know what is needed at the moment and what's needed for the next moment. Now, this role requires a high EQ, a heightened awareness, and a keen, perceptivity. They need to read situations. They need to solve problems and support the person they're handling. You see, this role is built on a foundation of trust. The handler is not the only one who needs to understand their role. The main leader, they also need to know how to be handled. We need to equip the handler how to handle us. And I need to inform them of my weaknesses and my needs. What energizes me? What drains me? And it's important to impart to them how to anticipate my responsibilities and what my role should look like at this event. We must discuss how to tenderly move me from one conversation to another. You see, the handler needs to keep an eye on what I need to do next. The handler can get the contact information from the person I'm having a conversation with when it actually needs to be cut short. We need to equip the handler with the tools and the know-how for how to best support us as leaders. Listen, the burden falls on you and me as the leader for how the handler can best support us. The handler allows the leader to be fully present. And when I'm leading an event, some people want to talk with me. And I want to be present for that opportunity and for that moment. But I do not want to be concerned with my time management. I don't want to be constrained by the upcoming deadline of what I have to do next. The handler then can become a powerful extension of me, allowing me to be fully present. It's almost as if the handler becomes the part of my brain that is concerned with time management and what's coming up next. Bottom line, wisely position yourself for success by enlisting a handler, a right-hand manager, or an assistant director who will become your shadow and problem solver during the event.